Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Rojo, can you hear me? I'm trying to play a song, and it's not letting me in. So can you type in if you can hear me? This is the day the Lord has made, everybody. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Okay. Yes, I think you can hear me. Am I right, Rojo? Can you say yes, please? Oh, good, 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 good. Well, for whatever reason, you know, it's not letting me play, you know, play a song. I'm not sure why. I have it, you know, I'll try a different song and see what's going on there. Anyway, in the meantime, so happy everybody is here. Well, you know, we're all together. We're one day closer, one moment closer. Things are happening fast and furious, and we just have to wait and see how everything pans out. Just keep looking on the Lord, rejoicing in Him, telling Him how great He is. For indeed, He is great. There it is, this one. How great Thou art, Lord. We rejoice and are exceedingly glad.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world Thy hands have made, I hear the rolling thunder.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, we just come together with our hearts filled with gratitude and thanksgiving, giving you praise and glory for how great thou art. We surrender our hearts to you, our thoughts, our desires, our longings, because everything we desire is you. Everything we want is you. And we thank you so much for giving us the revelation that you are coming. You told us you are coming. Not everybody believes you are coming. Believe you are coming. Lord, I thank you and lift up everybody that will be listening to the show today. This is your show. You are the pastor. You are our shepherd. And you lead us all in righteousness and in peace, in wisdom, in revelation, and insight. I thank you that you're in charge and that you're going to reveal so much of what's on your heart's desire to us all today as we rejoice and give you praise. We thank you for your precious blood that washes away, that has released us from all sin. We declare your favor on us because of your love, you favor us. And Lord, there's so many people that while we are waiting for you to call our name to come home to you, we all have needs that need to be met financially, emotionally, physically, and of course spiritually. And for those who are, who are needing financial favor, Lord, open the heavens as we declare your favor on them, on us all. You are the one who supplies all of our needs, and you are the God who favors us. And we thank you for favoring us, for blessing us, and filling us, and blessing us with who you are and all that you have for us. We have the favor of God, and we declare it, and we welcome it, and we receive it. We are your ambassadors. We represent you, and we command respect from everyone around us. Therefore, they must favor us, because we are kings and priests unto the Most High God. And to those whose bodies hurt, whose physical bodies are in pain and don't have the strength and the ability to do what they want to do in serving you, touch their bodies, touch all of our bodies, and just push out all sickness and disease according to your word, according to your love, according to the power of your spirit, in Jesus' name. So I want to welcome everybody in chat. Everybody in chat, Stacy, our two guests, 1950 and 2011. Ilana, I always screw up your name, Ilana, but I love you. And Rosemary, I love you too. And of course, Tana, I love you, Tana. And I love you, Stacy. I think you're both on the line. And who else is on the line? Keith, I bet, is on the line. And,
hi, I love you, Carol. I love you.
Love you, Carol. Love everybody.
Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
I love you, Keith. Love you, Jesus.
Love you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Love you, Carol. Love you, Steve.
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
Good, thank you. I'm at work, but I'm good.
How long do you have for work today? Do you get up early or are you working late?
I have two more sets to do, so I'm finished at 5:30, and then I bus it home.
Okay. And Keith, how are you feeling today?
Just counting on God to heal me. I've had better days. I found a doctor that I'm really excited about. This one of the churches I went to yesterday's service. Well, they talked about faith. Gloria was talking about faith, and she always does with the women there. But she told me to go to this chemist. He's not a doctor, he's a chemist. And he's only a block from my house. So it's going to be like 50%
wow.
off. And he's going to he takes one drop of your blood, pricks your finger, takes a drop of your blood, puts it under a microscope, and puts it up on a live 3D image so you can actually see the cells and see what's happening in your body. And he can see all the problems going on and what needs, you know, and then he can recommend stuff to take that he thinks would solve the problem. Yeah. He's
wow.
Looked at like 55,000 different people's blood, and so you can see
wow.
the white cells moving and all the stuff. Yeah. And he has one product, the colloidal silver, that is like I already take that, but his is
right.
even better. It's really really good. So I definitely know there's
right.
one product of his that I can take. Yeah.
Hmm.
So just standing in agreement that I can take. You know, it's, for me, it's not about taking things. It's about being able to take them and not having issues with them, you know, reactions
right,
and stuff.
Right,
so
right, right.
He says that his colloidal silver will get rid of the fungus, which I know will work, and then
wow.
work on the other stuff. So, yeah, so that's why I'm in agreement with everybody that, you know, I'll be able to take this stuff and that he recommends
mm.
and see results. You know.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, see it through.
And the prayer thing yesterday was great. Gloria was talking about... you know, like a lot of people believe in there's generational curses and things of that, you know, and she was saying that, you know, those don't exist, she says, because we're under, when we were reborn under Christ, you know, we're God's children. You know, there's no relative. There's God and his children. So we don't believe and belong to those cursed generations anymore. And because of that, Christ said he redeemed us from the curse of the law, you know. So I thought that was, because a lot of the deliverance ministries talk about, you know, we're going to get rid of that curse and this one and that one and cast that demon out and this one out, you know. So she talked
yeah.
about, I thought that was interesting. Yeah, she talked about how a lot of the deliverance ministries feel that if you sin, then you open a door to the enemy, which we know is true, but then the enemy has legal right until you figure out, you know, how to get him out. But she was saying that, you know, we have all legal right to cast the enemy out all the time because Jesus never... When Jesus prayed for people, he never asked what sin they committed in their past. He never asked about generational curses. He never asked about their aunt or their uncle or what happened in the relative line and all this difference. He never asked. He never even asked their past. He didn't even ask about them. And he didn't even talk to them. He talked to the demon, and he cast it out. He dealt with the enemy, and he cast it out. He did not deal with the person. He dealt with the enemy, you know. And we have that legal authority. Like Gloria was really going over that. We have, Jesus had all authority and power, and he gave it to us, as we know. So we have all authority and power. So there is no demon, sin, curse, whatever, that cannot be cast out from us when we cast it out. It has to obey. You know, we have all authority and power to do it, you know. And if we cast things out and they don't, if we do cast stuff out and it doesn't come out, it's because we don't have faith enough to believe that it's going when we say it. So we keep, you just keep doing it, you know, and it will go.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. You brought up such a great point, Keith, because, you know, I've heard about the generational curses and I've kind of read on them and I understand somewhat, but On the other hand, you know, the curse is the sin. It's just sin. You know,
right.
we did nothing to. There's nothing we did. We just were born in
you're
it.
Right.
I mean,
good point.
And So it's the blood of Jesus that has canceled the power of those curses. Any curse.
You're right.
Because any
yeah.
curse is from sin, right? And the other thing you mentioned there is, you know, there were people that asked Jesus, well, did I get this because of my ancestors? Did I do something to deserve this? And he said, no, you did nothing to deserve this. It's just there. So, people in the chat room are agreeing and standing with you that the treatment, that you're going to be getting is going to work. And we do, I want to just stand, I want everybody right now to stand in agreement with the power of the Holy Spirit in this, to anoint this. It's a colloidal fervor. It's a different, stronger brand of colloidal fervor, right, Keith?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to stand in agreement that the Lord anoint and put his hand on that colloidal silver and to put his hand on your body. So that when you take the colloidal silver, you will not have any adverse reaction. That as you take it, your body will receive, the oil. I think it's like an oil. Or no, it's not an oil. I know what.
Like a water.
A liquid. Yeah, it's like a water. Yeah, that colloidal silver. Lord, we ask you right now to bless and anoint that colloidal silver, and to bless by putting your hands on Keith's body. And so when he takes it, those parasites and that fungus will eradicate, and his body will be restored to the way you created his body to be in complete health. We declare this in the mighty name of Jesus to the glory and praise of your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Carol, for doing that. Thank you so much.
Amen. Everybody in chat is agreeing.
Oh, great.
You know, that it's working. Rosemary says she's heard that colloidal silver works wonders. Well, this one's going to work an awesome miracle to the glory and praise of Jesus, you know, because it's going to be a testimony of how great our God is and how he has healed Keith as a testimony to the world of his great blessing on you. So thank you, Lord.
Everybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. Amen. You know?
Amen.
And so, moving on or just adding, does anybody else want to add something?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi, sweetie. How are you?
Love you, Pat.
Doggies, be quiet. Oh, please be quiet. Love you all. Okay, that's great news. I just have a very good feel that this is this doctor is really going to help you. So, wow, I feel such relief for you because I'm always, you know, asking God, Keith, you know, get this puppy cured.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I have good feelings about this. And Carol, thank you
too.
For such a beautiful prayer, honey. That. And Carol prays, you know it's going to happen.
I know,
oh,
exactly.
She's anointed.
She's got the direct number.
Yeah.
She got her phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's got the direct
on.
Number. She calls for us. She's going to get us in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
He's a great God, and you know what? Just the joy, just his joy alone is a testimony to the world and to Satan that he can't hold us back. Satan cannot push us back. He cannot. He cannot wear us out. We may not be feeling up to par, but we still have a voice to give praise and glory and joy and honor and blessing to the Lord, our God. And that alone scares the demons out of our
sure. They flee. They flee.
You know, they don't like hearing us give the Lord praise in spite of our problems.
You ever feel them around you? Just start praising God, and man, they take off.
He shrivels up.
Can't stand it. They can't stand it.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
He shrivels up. You know, and we're going to keep you. We're going to keep you in our prayers, Keith, throughout the evening, because if we are here tomorrow, we're expecting a praise report, a glorious praise report And this is going to come from
oh,
the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
So excited for you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus. You know, and the favor of God is all over you, Keith. But we are also
right.
declaring the favor of God to bless Keith, you know, to meet all
mm-hmm.
of his needs, not just his physical needs, but to meet all of his financial needs, to meet all of his emotional needs, and to
yeah.
just surround him with favor. Lord, surround Keith with favor, with a mighty favor of God and a mighty favor of man, wherever Keith goes and wherever any one of us go. Let
yeah.
your favor surround us. Let your favor surround Keith so that everywhere Keith goes, everyone wants to bless him. Everywhere Pat goes, every person wants to bless her. Everywhere
well, thank you.
Hannah goes, everybody wants to bless her. Everywhere Stacy goes, everybody wants to bless her. Everywhere Alana goes, everyone wants to bless her. This is the favor of God. Wherever
yeah.
we go, the
mm-hmm.
favor of God follows us. Hallelujah
mm-hmm.
to the Lamb of God. You know, wherever our guests go, the favor of God is following them. Wherever Judy goes, the favor of God is following her. Wherever John Berthaud goes, the favor of God is following him. Wherever Chris goes, the favor of God is following her. Wherever Nick goes, the favor of God is following him. Wherever Rosemary goes, the favor of God is following him. And wherever I go, the favor of God is following me. Thank you, Lord, for your favor, for blessing us with your favor and meeting and supplying all of our needs. Oh, and I'm including Sir Bill also. He's not here right now. Bill is not in chat, but he will be, I'm sure, later. And so the favor of God is also following him. We declare it, we decree it, we welcome it, and we receive it to the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I think with this, you know, I'm all pumped up. I think right now we're going to play a love song where we're going to play a glorious song to the Lord. We're going to sing a song, and let me see what we're going to. Healer by Carrie Joby. Let's receive our healing, Lord, to the glory and praise of your name.
Amen.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging fears. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, you're all we need. You are all we need. Heal us. You are all we need to make us whole. You're all we need to pick up our broken pieces of our lives and create in us a masterpiece all over again. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your supernatural health and protection from the evil powers that be. You are so good. You are so wonderful. No words can compare to you, O Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for you are so wonderful. Oh, praise you, Jesus, for providing for our families, for providing for each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us the elite of this world until we leave. Even the Illuminati has to respect us and bless us and give us favor because we are the elite. We are the representatives of you, O Lord. We are kings and priests unto the Most High God, and thus we command respect even from the Illuminati. The favor of God is with us wherever we go to the glory and praise of your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, let's welcome 317. 317. Hello, 317.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
317? Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on with 317. So, excuse me. I think 317 was the wrong number. And let's see. Oh, we have 408. Who could area code 408 be?
Hi, Carol. Hi, Pat.
Hi, honey.
That's who it is.
Happy Enoch Day.
Happy translation.
Yes,
Enoch Day.
Yes. You know, we're gonna have, the longer he waits, we're gonna come up with a lot of these cute little sayings. I like them.
Yeah, I love it too.
As I keep laughing, I hear you.
Yes. Hey, cutie.
Love you. Got in the door. We've been out this house since before 10 o'clock this morning and out in the sun. So I'm glad I made it in time for the show. And
cool.
I want to tell you an email I got from Jason 302.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I'll go ahead because he called me in chat last night, and then I was so tired. I told him, "Could you send me an email so I can read it to everybody?" So I'm going to read it now. Okay. So here it goes. I wanted to give you a quick story on the time the Lord gave me for his arrival. I never thought about asking God for a time until I watched your video. I thought to myself, well, he's given other people in RCC a specific time. I believe in faith that he will give me a time as well. So I went to my room and prayed. I said, can you hear me okay, Carol?
Yes.
So I went to my room and prayed. I said, Lord Jesus, would you be so kind as to give me a time of your return? You know, we're meeting the hour, because we already know the day is today, but he wants the hour. You are my master, my king, and my best friend, and I would like to know if you'd be so kind to tell me. Lord, this will need to be supernatural, because I'm not going to be going around and looking at clocks, et cetera. You don't want to play any games. You know? I know, I love it. I'm the same way. He said, I will believe in faith what you tell me. So, about an hour later, I went outside to mow the lawn, and on the front doorstep, there were two feathers. In the 3 years I have been living here, I have never seen one feather ever. At first, I thought, wow, that is unusual. And then proceeded to get the lawn equipment out of the garage. I went back to the feathers and picked them up. Lord, is this the supernatural sign you wanted to give me? He said, have you ever seen feathers here before? And I thought to myself, this must be it. There are two feathers meaning 2 o'clock. So I asked him, 2 o'clock? And he said, yes. I then went on to mow the yard. When I finished, I saved the feathers and put them in a tiny flower pot by the front door. I went to take a shower and asked him, Lord, is this AM or PM? He said, you're not. Oh, sorry, there's a little bit of reverb here. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So I said, Lord, is this AM or PM? And he said, you're a night owl, right? I love the word. Jason's a night owl because he jumps in chat around 11 o'clock my time and stays in until about 1 a.m. It's funny. And he said, yes. I then went to mow the yard. When I finished, I saved the feathers and put them in a tiny flower pot by the front door. I went to take a shower and asked him, Lord, is this AM or PM? Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Okay, sorry. Okay. Later on, I went to make something to eat. God told me to take the feathers, put them in a baggie, and seal it, just like I am sealed with the Holy Spirit. So I took the feathers, I put them in a baggie, and sealed it, then lifted them up to heaven for a moment and said, thanks for answering my prayer. I took them to my room and put them next to my bed. I hope this story blesses someone. The experience definitely blessed me. All my love to everyone at RCC. And he said that he is in the, but he said, P.S., I am in the central time zone. So that's 2 a.m. or midnight your time, Judy, which is only 2 minutes difference from the time the Lord gave you, Joe, and several others. Which is really cool. But it doesn't really matter what time he gave anybody. God said he will tell everybody the hour if they want to believe that. And he will do that. And he said but we know the day. And so it doesn't have to match up with anything with my time zone at all. And when I asked the Lord, I said, but God, how's this possible? How could, if you told my friend in California 2 o'clock, and you told me 11:58, and I know we're going at the same time because you said you're taking us all at the same time. How can you do that? And he said, I can do it. I'm God. I'm like, right. Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. So, you know, he loves us. And he told me, you know, ye know the day and the hour because ye are my friends. So if you have faith for it and you want to believe that word and ask the Lord, he'll tell you. And that was exciting, and he's really pumped up about it. Jason is, he's the one that his girlfriend's daughter is Emily. Emily's a 15-year-old that got radically saved. It's a beautiful story. And he's really excited because she will be coming home. She went on a little camp or something, and she'll be coming home, and he can't wait to have her ask the Lord because the Lord is starting to speak to her. She's starting to hear him now. And he can't wait to ask her, to say, ask the Lord what hour he's coming. And he hopes it lines up with his hour. You know, he said, that would be really neat if God gave her the same time. So he's looking forward to her coming home. But anyway, guys, exciting. And,
it is. It's great. You know what? I want to add, you know, I thought about this last night. You know, that was such an awesome experience. That was so personal and so genuine. And, you know, that God was listening to his heart's desires and answered him, okay? And I love that he put two feathers because I thought that was significant. And then and what was really awesome about that is two feathers indicate 2 a.m. And he gave him the confirmation because he even asked him, you know, he told him, well, you're a night owl, so that's the time that I'm coming for you, right? And then I started going through the scriptures, and here's what Isaiah 38:8. I think we touched on it a little bit yesterday, but I want to read it for everyone because it so matches what if this scripture is going to be an encouragement to everyone who has heard a time from the Lord, and it may not be the same hour that Judy was given, that that Jerry was given, you know, that Tana was given, that Michelle was given. But this is what Isaiah 38 says. I will cause the sun's shadow to move 10 steps backward on the sundial. So the shadow on the sundial moved backward 10 steps. You see, the Lord moved the sundial, and it moved backward 10 steps. You see? And
yeah.
That just proves, that is just confirmation that it doesn't matter what hour we are given. When the Lord shows us an hour, and, you know, we think, but, you know, it's not consistent with somebody else's time frame or another hour. It doesn't matter. God proves it in the Word. And, you know, I love the Word so much because, you know, we get words outside the Scripture, and then if we dig deep enough, it's confirmed in the Scriptures. That's what I love about the Word. I love the Word of God because, and then in another place, he just made the sun stop for an entire day.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And it's recorded. It's recorded. That is our God. So nobody should be thinking, well, you know, I don't know if I heard from God when he told me that mine was 2 o'clock in the afternoon and somebody else was 2 a.m. and somebody else is 11:58 and somebody else is, you know, noon time or 3 o'clock or whatever. It doesn't matter. God controls the time. Exactly, Rosemary. God lives outside of time, and, you know, to us, time is just it's just a moment of passing. You know, we're just here, but outside of this earthly realm, there is no time. So that was exciting. That was so exciting.
Wow, that's a story.
It's so exciting. Hey, I want to share an experience that happened to me this morning, and I made a video, and then my video didn't upload. I don't know. But it was really neat, you guys. The Lord, as we make a choice to believe, I liked Roman's video. He made a video today about believing and having faith in God. And as we make choices to believe, he does the work for us. And I something new has happened. I've crossed over, and I want to share it. And I don't really know what it means.
Everybody,
it's just really cool.
Pick up your ears.
What's that, Carol?
I just said I'm letting everybody in chat and in the PM show prick up your ears.
Okay, well, it was really fun. When I woke up this morning, right when I wake up, it's a very intense time for me always because the Lord is either saying something first thing or I'm saying something. It's just for me
right.
In my life, I'm a morning person, so that's why. But a lot of people that aren't morning people, it's nothing. But this is just for me in my life. The Lord, the mornings are really important. That's when he's told me the most powerful things, like right when I'm getting up or before I'm up even. And I was filled with a faith that wasn't my own. Okay, so let me explain. The best I can explain, I'm just going to try. And all I felt that the Lord was telling me was it was a reward of faith. And okay, so I'm making choices every day to believe that the Lord is coming today because that's what he said. And as we all have challenges, so do I, because I'm on 7 months without work. And I didn't have really much of a savings. Okay, so I'm really doing a lot of things. I'm operating in areas I've never operated before, okay, and, but I'm believing, and I'm believing what God is saying, but it's uncomfortable for me because of what I'm seeing with my eyes. But I've been making this consistent choice every day to rebuke doubt and please my Father with faith, okay? I'm just saying. So apparently God is really, you know, happy with me because I woke up today, and I don't know how to quite describe it, you guys, but and then the Lord was speaking to me about what he's doing, but I'm still processing it, and my video, I was kind of rambling, but I woke up with a faith that wasn't my own. Like, I didn't even have to try to believe today. Right when I woke up, it was like I was faith. Like, faith was a part of me. Like I didn't have to say, Lord, I believe you're coming, and why are we here today? It was like, it was a whole new level of he's coming today, but, and then the Lord started to tell me the scriptures. He said, well, you have made a choice to believe, so I have become faith in you, and I'm doing the work in you. And I was like, wow. And he's like, yeah, I've taken over because you've made a choice to believe, so I am faith in you. And I went, wow, so I don't even have to, like, say I believe anymore. It's like, I just believe he's become faith in me. So basically, and then I was like, well, he's talking to me, and I'm laying in my bed, and I'm really, like, happy about this because you know how when you say, you know how you feel when you're struggling to believe something? You guys know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know how that, you know the difference when you're having to struggle to believe something versus you believe it. Anyway, so there was an effortless faith in me when I woke up today. It was an effortless faith. And he said, yes. He said, because you're dead. You've died. You're no longer living, but it's Christ in me. And he gave me all the scriptures, and I've always said I'm a dead woman, so it's no big deal. Things don't really affect me because I'm dead. The life I live is Christ. So I've always said that scripture, but I actually became it today. I feel like I'm now walking out that scripture, but it had nothing to do with me, but it had everything to do with Christ. And it was almost like basically what he was saying was it's a reward of faith because I keep making consistent choices to believe every single day. And a reward of that is he has become faith in me. And all day long, it's been the same, and I don't think it's going backwards. I think it's only going up from here. Like, I think I'm going to be, every day is going to be like this, and he told me because I believed. And he said, this is what he wants to do with people. He said, if you just believe, well, this is what he's telling me. He said, it's no longer you that live, but it's me and you. So you're dead, and you die to all of your, I've pretty much died to everything because I can't really function in this world because I've laid everything down, okay? Since he came on our household, right. I've laid down things that normal people have to do to live, and I haven't done any of it. And it was because he had me do it. But my whole point is this. The principle is for all of us. And this is why I made the video because I was so excited because I want to tell everybody, you guys, hang on because you don't know at what point the Lord is going to take over supernaturally and do this thing in you. I mean, like, it really has been, what I'm trying to say is, it's an effortless walk of faith, okay? The Lord does it, because the Bible says it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. He does it all, and I've been saying that for years. I'm like, I'm dead. You live. It's not me. But the thing is, when I woke up today, it really was Christ. It really isn't me. I'm not feeling any part of me having to try to believe today that he's coming, and all day, you know, we went bowling, we went to the pool, I've had a day full of activities with the kids, and in everything, usually throughout my day, I say, I believe you're coming, and I'm arguing with the Lord about things, not arguing, but I'm, like, talking to him about things that concern living in this world until he gets here. I didn't do that once today because I'm faith, like, I believe he's coming, and it was an effortless transaction, and he said, he wanted me to encourage everybody that as you keep continuing to make the choice to believe, that he's coming for you, and you live your life like each day is your last, like it's today. Mm-hmm. Right. I know we have to make plans, you guys. My calendar is chalked up full of stuff until August 23rd, just so you know. My calendar is full because of the kids and the summer stuff I'm doing with them. He told me when I made it, don't plan on being here for it, so I'm not. But what I'm saying is he understands that we have, and I said, I told him yesterday it's so hard to live in today when I have a child. I was trying to give my child excuse to him, you know. I was like, yesterday I said, well, Father, if you don't, I said, I know you're coming, and I know you're coming this year, and I know it's today. But I said, you know, you waited 7 months. So yesterday I was telling him, I said, so if you're not here by September, you know, school starts, I need to put in some applications and maybe get back to work, because you obviously know that my resources are vanishing and I haven't vanished yet, and I need to vanish before my resources vanish. You know, I'm telling him all this, right? And I'm like, and I'm thinking,
gotcha.
Because I have, and my whole excuse was, well, I have a child to provide for. I said, it'd be different if it was just me. I don't mind, you know, living some, but I have a child. And the Lord was laughing at me. He's like, yeah, that's my child you have. I'm like, I know.
Right.
Like, I told you, why are you thinking about September? And I was like, well, because I just have to plan, because my applications are due now if I need to be working in the fall. And he was just so funny. He was like, and then I said, okay, I can't stop. I won't do it. So I must have pleased him yesterday, because some point, midpoint in the day when I was with all the kids and doing my thing, I gave it up. I said, okay, you got it. You got it. There's no tomorrow. There's only today. I won't do anything on the work applications. I believe you're coming. And even if, you know, whatever you do, I know what you're telling me. You just, my full-time job is waiting on you. I get it. Okay, sorry. And then, but it took faith to do that, you guys, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not easy, because, see, my sister lives with me, and I'm just, for me to sit on my butt for 7 months, this isn't normal, but he's coming.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, I just want to tell you the reward of faith. If you're every day, by everything in you, you're just believing, okay, because that's what I've been
right.
doing, okay? With everything in me, I just rebuke doubt, and I do it when I don't feel like it, and I just keep hanging in there, but he really did give me a breakthrough today, and I felt like he said, this is for my bride that believes in me. At some point, you're going to transition, because I'm telling you, I don't even know how to describe it really, but faith in me has become effortless now. Like, this is the first morning that I woke up. My mornings are always very important, but, like, literally, I didn't have to try to believe that he's coming today. It was just, he's coming, and my whole day was never, it all consumed with anything about today, anything about, like, it's just that I know that he's coming. So I was just going about my day, and I'm like, I'm totally changed, Lord. You did this work in me. He goes, yeah. He was just really happy. He said, yeah, you believed, and now I'm taking over, and I've become faith in you. And because
beautiful.
You're dead, and because you've died,
wow.
and you believe that you're dead,
yeah.
I'm able to be alive in you and believe this for you. So you guys, just hang on. I mean, I know a lot of us are counting on the Lord to be today because he said it, and he really is. He really is. He is
I'm
coming
on
for
it.
His... Yeah, so I'm done. But can you imagine, I'm trying to make a video, and I'm trying to explain it first thing in the morning. I was super excited about it. And then it canceled out, and then I had to get going with the boys, so I didn't have time to make another one.
If it was just you, Judy, and you didn't have little John, you could move in. Why don't we all move into a big house anyways, and we'll just live like a commune, and then, huh?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
I'm all for it. That'd be so much fun. We'd have, like, can you imagine how much fun we'd have? Boy, it'd be like a party every night. We'd be praising God. The house would be shaking with the Holy Spirit and everything. It'd be rocking. We'd have so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually did have a dream that we were in a big house and there was a whole bunch of us, but he led me to believe that it was a dream about after we were taken. But it was really fun. In the dream, we were having a lot of fun. Like, everybody was really happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
super
awesome.
Happy.
Judy, what a great testimony that you gave and uplifted us
Thanks.
With, because we all have a measure of faith, but I tell you,
mm-hmm.
you are the queen of faith. Abraham was the father of faith, and you're the queen
Judy
of
was,
faith.
I think it's written in the Bible somewhere. It has Judy's name right beside there in the corner.
She's having faith for all of us.
Well, yeah. I've thrown up my hands quite a few times at God in the 7 months for not being here yet, and him explaining to him, you know, my position in this world and what I need to do to keep surviving. And he found it all very comical. Listen, you guys, he's good. He is good, and all I can tell you is, I believe that if you continue to believe, just like I crossed over today, and I had nothing to do with this, so I'm not giving you a 5-point step plan on how to get what happened to me today, but what I'm saying is what the Lord wants to tell me to encourage you to keep believing. Keep believing like a child, and when it makes no sense, that's been the hardest thing, where things haven't made sense, and I've chosen to believe. And what I felt like he was saying was, this is a gift to my bride. Like, I'm going to be doing this with more people who just continue to believe. I will bless you, and you will cross over. and I really feel like I crossed over. It's just the very first, I'm not going to lie, it's the very first day where I haven't had thoughts in my head like I do about today and my questions and the things that it's amazing. The day just went by without any talk of that because there was no question. Because his faith in me has arisen, and he said, "I'm taking over. I'm faith in you now." And so just hang in there, you guys. If some of you are still just trying really hard to believe me, the Holy Spirit sees that. I felt like the Lord was saying that He's moved with compassion. It's kind of like, you know, when you're a parent and your child is really trying something. Mm-hmm. This is like how I am. Even as a teacher, this happened to me. But before I even had kids, when I saw somebody was really trying hard to do something, and they were really working at it, like I was moved to compassion for them because I was like, "Wow, you're really trying, but you're still not getting it. But you're trying so hard." And then I would help them where I normally wouldn't help somebody. And with a parent with a child, or if you've ever been a teacher, or just any situation where you're helping people, you're moved to compassion for people when you see that they're trying so hard. And I felt like that's what the Lord was saying to me. I'm moved with compassion for my people when I see what they're doing. And Keith, this is for you too. I really believe He sees what you're doing in regard to this faith for your healing. He's moved to compassion, and you're going to wake up, and you're going to be healed one morning. And it's because you hung in there, and you kept believing, you kept standing on the word, and you just don't give up. And he just let me know that he's moved. It moves his heart. And it moves his heart when we're honest with him, too, you know, because like I told you, I've had my fist walk, where I'm like, come on. But, you know, I don't stay in that position very long. But just be encouraged, you guys. You're going home, and if you're struggling to believe, keep the struggle of faith going, because the Holy Spirit's going to come in, and God's just going to come whoosh, cross you over like He's done with me. It's just going to be an effortless crossover, and then you're just going to have more reasons to praise Him and thank Him. And I just can't tell you almost what a relief it is, really. It was a relief to wake up this way, that I didn't even have to try. And that's, that's the belief for His coming.
Amen.
And I have no doubt, absolute no doubt, because it's not me conjuring it up or using that's okay when it is you. When it's you using scripture and using yourself willpower, that is okay, because we are called to rise up in faith. And however that looks, you just have to do it. I mean, I do things based not on feelings most of the time, but based on my faith. But now the Lord has just come and graciously put it all in there for me.
Yeah.
He's going to do the same for you, so hang in there, everybody. Hang in there. And I'm hanging in there with you. I know better than anyone here. I'm hanging with you. We're in this together. He put us together.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to sing. Sing a happy day. This is a happy day, guys. This is a happy day.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. Happy day. I was just so excited with Judy's testimony. That type of faith, wow. What a blessing. Lord bless Judy and bless her and grant her supernatural favor, because she truly is walking in faith by the power of your Holy Spirit, and thus encouraging us all to walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing in us, through us, and for us in this last hour. This is the hour, my precious people of God. We are going home. We're going home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you say, Tana? Are we going home, Tana? I think she's listening.
Hallelujah, we are going home. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We are going home. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. We love you. And we can't wait to be home with you. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. 914, you're unmuted. 973, you're unmuted. Mm-hmm. I think that's Stacy and who else?
Mama Pat.
Oh, Alana. Alana, yes. Wow. Hi, Lana. I am just so energized. Are you all energized? I feel so energized by by what's going on. Yeah. This is awesome.
I know.
So what is the Lord? I'm telling you, I don't even know what to say. I'm just so filled with joy.
Yeah.
I'm just so filled with joy. You know what? I think this is a great time, guys, to have communion with the Lord. Let's take a moment, you know, because we are just so filled with happiness. Because he's really moving mightily. Oh, go ahead.
Carol, there's a little declaration thing that Pat sent me that I wanted to say. Can I say it before we do this thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely, okay. Keith. Go right ahead.
Okay. Praise you, Jesus. This is for all of us. So if I say you, it's for all of us. Praise you, Jesus. You are my life, my love. Praise you, Jesus. You are the name above all names. Praise you, Jesus. You are the King of creation. Praise you, Jesus. You are the King of the universe. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Lord of lords. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Almighty. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Christ, the King. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Lamb of God. Praise you, Jesus. You are the bright morning star. Praise you, Jesus. You are the champion and strength. Praise you, Jesus. You are the way for our life. Praise you, Jesus. You are the only truth. Praise you, Jesus. You are the wonderful counselor. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Prince of Peace. Praise you, Jesus. You are the light of the world. Praise you, Jesus. You are the living word. Praise you, Jesus. You are our Redeemer. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Messiah. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Anointed One. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Good Shepherd. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Lord of Hosts. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Rock of all ages. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Savior of the world. Praise you, Jesus. You are the bread of life. Praise you, Jesus. You are the font of all holiness. Praise you, Jesus. You are the living water. Praise you, Jesus. You are the true vine. Praise you, Jesus. You are my spouse, my maker. Praise you, Jesus. You are a fortress. Praise you, Jesus. You are our deliverer. Praise you, Jesus. You are our victory. Praise you, Jesus. You are our salvation. Praise you, Jesus. You are our wisdom. Praise you, Jesus. You are our sanctification. Praise you, Jesus. You are the great I am. Praise you, Jesus. You are the great high priest. Praise you, Jesus. You are our joy. Praise you, Jesus. You are our healing and wholeness. Praise you, Jesus. You are our covenant. Praise you, Jesus. You are the most high God. Praise you, Jesus. You are the just judge. Praise you, Jesus. You are my defense. Praise you, Jesus. You are my protector. Praise you, Jesus. You are my provider. Praise you, Jesus. You are our bridegroom. Praise you, Jesus. You are our patient. Praise you, Jesus. You are the resurrection and the life. Praise you, Jesus. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Praise you, Jesus. You are all we need. Praise you, Jesus. You are all we want. Praise you, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise. There you go.
Oh, wow. You read that.
Thanks,
Pat. Wow. Oh, sure. My joy.
Wow, Pat. Pat,
yeah.
Do you have anything you want to read?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to share.
All
day, his presence was so strong. I have seen flashes of angels. Where is our Sherry? I have to tell her that I've seen lots of angels. Angels all day, his presence strong all day, a great sense of expectation. I would sit out on the deck, and I have beautiful trees. I have black birch. I have maple, I have oak trees, I have pine, and the breeze, when they were glistening in the light, the leaves and the sunlight, and they're all around me. It's so beautiful. I thank God for that. I'm on a mountain, so it's so great. And the wind just gently blowing, even though it was 80, the temperature was perfect, everything. And the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, was so strong, just blowing through the wind and blowing on my face. And I felt like I was in heaven. I felt like I wasn't here. And like the sense of expectation was so great. And I said, this is just too much joy and happiness to contain. I said, it's like I'm not even here. Like I'm already feeling what heaven's going to be like, meaning with being with you guys, who I love so much, and just my friends and family. And like several hours, he just let me have that feeling of, this is a taste of what it's going to be like when you're not on earth anymore, you know. And I had that on and off all day. Everywhere I went, I couldn't do anything but feel peace and joy and happiness and expectation, like, oh, you know, like, oh, like, we're going.
Wow.
Yeah, an incredible, I never had a day like this, you know, I never had a day like this. And his presence is so incredible.
Wow.
Like I wasn't here. I was already in heaven. and feeling all the love of you guys, and especially you guys, you know, feeling the love that we're going to have there. He was letting me feel that while I was sitting on my deck. Okay? That was a gift.
Wow.
So I kind of goes with Judy having the great faith. Well, go ahead, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just want to add, Pat, in the last, what, I want to say, especially the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been wanting to say this to you. I say it in chat, but you don't see chat.
No, I can't get on.
That's okay. But what I want you to know is how much I've felt the Spirit of the Lord whammy, who, you know, He's really anointed you so strongly in the last 2 or 3 weeks. There's just been because you've always had you have such an endearing spirit to you, but suddenly it's just been empowered. This endearing spirit that is in you has suddenly, just welled up with power, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in a very, very strong way. I've noticed it in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and Rosemary says it's like both you and Judy have crossed over, and that's a great way of putting it, of mentioning it, because that's what I noticed about you in the last 2 or 3 weeks. You crossed over into a higher plane, into a higher level, into a higher position in the spirit realm. The Lord has lifted you up into a much higher position now. And I just wanted to share that with you, because
that's what
the Holy Spirit showed me, and I just didn't know, how to express myself.
Sweet.
But, wow. But, yeah, yes. Yeah,
well, I've told him that I wanted to do that. I've told him, the Holy Spirit, to just whatever you want to say and whatever. Like, you have to pray for me too, because I'm going to my special needs son on Thursday, and they're all Jehovah's Witnesses, and I've got to talk. I've got to tell them. You know what I have to tell them.
And
they're going to hate me because I don't think they're into anything. But I have to. And he's giving me the boldness and the courage to do that. It's going to be hard. It's going to be
hard. You got your son. Say that again.
They're wonderful people. Don't get me wrong. And they're sweet, and they do all kinds of things, but they have Bible study. It's all Jehovah Witness stuff. And Sean came to me and says, God's name is Jehovah. I said, yes, it is Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can call him that. I'd rather call him Abba, but you can call him Jehovah if you want. So I corrected him.
Mm-hmm.
Not corrected, because Jehovah is. That's a powerful, and that's one of the names of God. He has 300. And I said, he's mentally challenged, so he does not understand exactly who Jesus is or God. So I'm not really worried about him being,
Yeah,
I have to go, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to just bring up the conversation. You know, I'm not going to go in there with guns blasting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good, but I get another place to do it.
Bring Carol,
I could. I've done it before, but I won't,
because
I'm shy. You know, I'm sensitive to people's feelings. But I have to go, and it's going to be on me if I don't tell him and to say, you know, we have to talk about the rapture. You know, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, because Sean was here, and I told Sean about the rapture. He says, of course, he doesn't quite understand, but once in a while he seems to get a glimmer of something. And so I have to go Thursday, and my daughter and I are going. My daughter, Geraldine, knows all about it, so that's okay. But I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to somehow bring it up, so I can say it, because I don't want their blood on my soul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but are they going to keep having the Bible study there after you talk to him?
Oh, sure. Of course. Of course they will.
Oh.
But he's not getting it. You know what I'm saying? He's
I understand.
Not really.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I understand.
There's nothing I can do. This is how they run everything. They're prayerful people. Whatever, I've told them I gave him a crucifix to wear, and he doesn't. I know they probably throw it in the garbage, you know, and I gave him a holy face, and I know he can't wear anything, you know. But God knows hearts. He knows everything. He knows my son is innocent. We give him truth when he comes here, what he can understand, you know. Okay. So, but I got to go and you know, God wants us to tell people, and this is going to be a tough one, maybe, you know. They'll probably come back with all kind of arguments. And I just say, look, you believe how you believe. This is my interpretation of everything, and I just feel that I have an obligation to say what I feel is going to happen. And said, so you don't have to believe it, but I told you. I told you. Yeah. It's not on me.
They're going to be there when you talk to them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's probably like, oh, not just that. Oh, my gosh. All the families are coming. There's four residents, and there could be like eight of us people beside the staff. So I'm asking, now maybe I'm not going to be able. Maybe he's not going to have me do that. Maybe I'm not going to feel inspired, and that's okay, too. But I'm open that if he wants to use me, I'll be the mouthpiece. I'll be the mouthpiece, and that's what I feel God is using me more and more to just express his feelings and whatever, no matter what they are, and be bold about it, you know. Never mind the persecution or if anybody hates you and wants to throw you out the door. You've got to talk to people. You've got to tell them, and they can spit on you and curse you, but you planted seeds, and when they come before God, and God's going to say, you knew, someone told you. You had time to think about it. You had time to work with my grace. I planted those seeds within you, and you spit in my face. And you can answer, but the seeds are planted. Yeah. It's hard for us to do this. I know I'm talking to people who understand what I'm saying, you know, because people will come at you and persecute you. I mean, they don't think I'm not too tightly wrapped here, you know, but I don't care. I'm beyond that. I don't give a dang what anybody thinks about me anymore. If Jesus wants me to do something, and I wasn't, and Carol, I wasn't always this way, but I've gotten bolder.
I know.
But I always pray to the Holy Spirit before I come on, and I thank you very much because I felt that. There's some things I just haven't discussed with you guys, and I have felt that God is saying, you know, more and more you're going to speak and you're going to say what I want, and he says, don't. I'm so little. I'm such a simple little soul. I mean, if you saw me next to Jesus, you'd do a Paul Blake. You'd be like, what? What are you seeing? Are you serious? I just like a nothing soul. You know, but he uses the nothing dummy dudes of the world. And he says, just speak for me. Let me speak through you. And that's what he's doing. And that's what he's doing. When I read those messages, I'm not reading them. He's reading them. When I read he and I, he's reading it. You know, and he says, tell my people. Tell them exactly how I feel. You know, like, be my feeling. Tell them. So this is what you're picking up, because it's him. It's not me. You know, I'm just a very wretched, miserable instrument. I'm no better or worse than anybody else. But I'm willing, like you are, I'm willing. And I'm willing to take the schlack. I always wasn't that way, but I'm willing to take the schlack. And the more the enemy sees that we're this way, the more he's going to come at us. And he's going to come at us through our loved ones. I've seen that. I suffer terribly with that at times. But that's the way it is. That's just the price you pay for being gods. You know, people are going to come at you.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know what Thursday's going to bring. I might not say a word. I'll let you guys know how it was. Maybe is this too mixed a company and this is not the time. But there will be, but I'm open to do it. I'm open to do it. Because Sean might just come out and say, Mom, what did you mean by the rapture? And they're all going to look at me like, what? And I'm going to say, I'm going to talk. The Holy Spirit will give you the unction. Yeah, he will.
We're going to lift you up. We're going to lift you up right now, Pat.
Okay.
You know, at first I thought, well, maybe tomorrow before, because tomorrow is Wednesday. I thought, well, maybe tomorrow we'll pray before. But you know what? I'm in charge tonight of prayer. So you know, I feel the unction to pray over you right now. So let's all everybody in chat and on the phone. Let's all stand in agreement that the Lord is going to anoint Pat with just as the right words of wisdom to speak on Thursday or just to shine. Lord, right now we lift you up. We lift up our precious sister and friend, Pat, up to you. We thank you for the mighty anointing, the mighty presence of the Lord that has come upon you. She is such a precious daughter of the King. She is taking her position in the courts of the Most High God. And now we ask you that you place a hedge of protection around her as she goes on Thursday to meet with her son and the people there that are Jehovah Witnesses who are deceived. But by your mercy and your grace, Pat is going to shine your light on them, and they will keep their mouths shut, and they will see the glory of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, shine forth out of her. And because of the shining light of Almighty God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, they will be drawn to you because of the anointing that you have bestowed on Pat. Lord, we know that she's a mighty child of the King, a mighty daughter of the King, to be used at whatever capacity you want to use her. So anoint her mind and her heart and her spirit right now with wisdom, with revelation, with insight, with anointed words to speak exactly what you want her to speak. It will be you speaking through her. And if all you want to do is shine your life, your love, your beauty, your light, your wisdom out of her, then so it be. You will guide Pat in exactly what it is she will need to do and need to say to the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. And on this note, you're very welcome. We're going to just look back in the presence of the Lord. Thank you. praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, unless there's somebody that wants to add or say anything, maybe this is a good time to now have communion. This has been a really awesome time with the Lord, with his presence, with his joy. And I feel like we're all in one accord. I feel like there's such a strong connection among us all tonight. And so I think we should break bread and take a cup of blessing, drink a cup of blessing. And so, Lord Jesus, how we thank you for shedding your blood for us. Thank you for the bread of life, for the loaf that we've all become as your body. One body, many members. One cup, many blessings. Father, right now, we lift up the bread of life, the loaf that is the body of Christ. We ask you to bless this bread, to bless this loaf, to bless your body. And as we partake by breaking the bread and sharing it, sharing your life with each other, we give you thanks and glory for your death on the cross that broke the chains of bondage, of slavery, of sin over our lives. Your death broke the chains of sickness, of disease, of poverty, of lack, of everything negative. That's what your death on the cross did for us. And your blood is what released us from all that pain and all that slavery, all the curses. Your blood broke the power of the curse that we were all under. To you be the glory and praise. So as we lift, as we take the bread and eat, we remember this is your body. We take and we eat together in one accord in your presence. And now we take the cup of blessing, your blood. We ask you to bless it, bless this cup as we share it with each other in one accord in your presence. And we drink the blood of Jesus that broke the curse that was upon us. We remember your death, Lord Jesus, and we rejoice in your resurrection because we are now resurrected with you. You are the resurrected one in us. You did not stay on the cross. The grave could not hold you back. You were released. You released yourself from the power of the grave. And we too are now released from the power of sin, of sickness, of disease, of death. We've been released. And we rejoice in your resurrection and in the very fact that you are coming again. And you told us to do this in remembrance of you until you're coming. And you are coming. And we believe you are coming today with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our might, to the glory and praise of your holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Does anyone else have anything to share?
Unless you want some of he and I.
Well,
later on, if you want, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm looking for another song. You Are
sure.
My King. How about telling the Lord? Lord, you are King.
You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love.
It was, and I think that's just a wonderful opening line for you to read from He and I, Pat.
Yeah, and if it's okay, I'd like to just sing later the Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity one that I sing. It's only like three little verses. It's really tiny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bless us with your singing.
Okay, I'll read this. This is, she was worrying about something. So Jesus says, "Why be so anxious about the opinion of others? Isn't mine enough? If you are with me, let them talk. Take your place on my shoulder and forget everything. You're walking in my footsteps. You're seeking to please me, aren't you? You may judge yourself on this desire to please me at all times, and you may be sure that this does not come from you, but from the Spirit who is in you. In your inner temple, when you are in grace, then could you find cause for anything else but humility? Seize upon every opportunity of keeping silent and give me this silence, just as though you were picking a flower for me. Oh, this beautiful silence full of peace, humility, serenity, and intimacy with God. How much you can obtain in these blessed moments." Yeah, so I'll give you that.
Wow.
I just felt to sing this for you. I hope I'm good for you.
Bless us, Pat.
Okay. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of that dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy mortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I just love that.
It is. It's beautiful. And you were getting all kinds of compliments in chat, you know.
My joy to do it.
Even your birdies were singing along with you, Pat.
We have four now. The little baby bird is so big. He's almost like an adult. In 2 months, he's like an adult. I can't believe how fast this thing grew. But my granddaughter's moving back. She's moving back from New Mexico. She's going to live 15 minutes away, and she's giving all these birds to a sanctuary so they'll be able to fly free and just be happier because they all stay together. They're a family. You can't separate them. They squawk like crazy. If you take them clean one cage, they go crazy. So that's what she's going to do, give them to a sanctuary where they can all just fly free and in the sanctuary and be with each other. But, that's okay. They're her. Yeah. She can do what she wants. I'm just babysitting, you know. But, that'll be good. And they'll be up in heaven. They'll go with us.
You'll
see my birdies up there. They'll sing pretty for you. I believe it. I had a vision of them sitting on our shoulders. I did. I had that today, you know. God. Oh, I know. Oh, you know what Jesus said? Tonight, I just said 7:59. He says, "Do you believe how much I love this group?" That's what he said when you were saying about something about the precious blood. And he said, "Do you believe how much I love this group?" Yeah. So he loves you guys.
Yeah.
He loves us all. Yeah. Yeah. He's very pleased.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a prophetic word that's just been given, that was just sent to me. By our precious brother Bill. Perhaps some of you have already heard this, you know, this prophetic word, but I'm going to read it to us because it pertains to what is happening so very, very, very soon, and it's with joy that I am going to read it. It's from the Barn. A lot of people know who
Sparrow
Barn is. And here's what it says. "The end is coming to the earth as you know it. The earth is going to explode into a nightmare soon. And then it goes on to say that this is the word from the Lord given to Donna McDonald on June 22nd. Children, this is your Lord speaking, Yeshua HaMashiach. There is a darkness coming over the earth. You see it on your nightly news. You can feel it, sense it. You know it. The end is coming to the earth as you know it. The earth is going to explode into a nightmare very soon. Your hearts must be ready. Your hearts must be turned towards me in complete and total submission. You can no longer look to your own hopes, to your own plans, to your own dreams. You must take your hopes and plans and dreams and lay them on my lap. Give them all over to me. Let me live them for you and guide and direct your path. Unless you give me your all, you will not see the light of the day, for the world will go dark for 3 days. I will take the sun, and it will be hidden by a very dark cloud, a veil that will keep it from shining. Even those around the equator will not see my sun. The people must look to my sun for their salvation, lest they be left behind for the darkest days on this planet Earth. You must tell this and share this with your children, with your parents, with your friends, with your neighbors, lest they all perish when I take my Holy Spirit from this earth. This is the Lord speaking, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen, 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 amen. And then Bonnie made writes as a sidebar, this is her speaking now. I am under the understanding that the 3 days of darkness and the event when the Holy Spirit is removed from the earth in the rapture are two different or are two separate events. And that's what I believe too. I believe we are going to be translated, and then there will be the worldwide rapture, and then there will be the 3 days of darkness. And then the 144,000 will appear and bring light back into the world. And many of us are going to be privileged to be a part of that 144,000 that will come with our glorious bodies. And indeed, no weapon formed against us is going to touch us in any way, shape, or form. It's not even going to get near us, because the light from us is going to be so strong and so powerful that it's going to push the darkness away and bring light to those that need to be in the light.
Okay.
So, hallelujah to that, to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So, I don't know. Keith, do you have anything else that you would like to share? Has the Holy Spirit shared anything with you?
No, I just feel like we're definitely headed on our way out. You can just see things forming in the Middle East right now. Some crazy. It was a 6.6 today in Alaska, so that's a follow up from the 8.0 yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
So it's there, and ISIS is getting worse, you know. And Putin, I guess, decided that he didn't want to. I don't know. It's weird. Now he's asking Congress to renege on the fact that to go in military wise, like he doesn't want to. That's confusing to me. I don't know what game he's up to, you know. But yeah, it's, you know, everybody's there. Nobody's. The Lord told me they're not going to be backing the troops out. So that means that, you know, because what happens over the last 3 years of watching for the rapture and all the events that I track, it's like it gets hot and it gets cold. Like it's hot, we're ready to go, all the army's about ready to fight, and then bam, it gets cold again. And then we go 3 more months, and then it gets hot, and then it gets cold. And so I said, Lord, are we going to do that again? Or he reminded me this time it's going to stay hot, and then we're going out. Because this time the soldiers are not going home. Yeah, troops aren't going home this time, mm-hmm. you know. And you can see that, because Russia's got to be there in order to do the... if Russia's going to go down and do the Somme of the Tree War, they need to have their troops close, you know, in the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of thing,
you know?
So.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting that, you know, these jihadists, they're continuing to, you know, just tear Iraq apart. They're really trying to take over Iraq, and see, they're taking advantage of the Iraqi military because they're so weak. And in taking over all of Iraq, you know, they're gaining in power. And then they're trying to take over Syria, and they just crossed the borders yesterday or put troops right on the border of Jordan. And see, Jordan and Syria, and of course Iraq, they're all surrounding Israel, and so Israel's really becoming the hotbed. We all know that that's where the final battle is going to take place. And for us, the good news is, well, if all of that is heating up, you know, it's a lava bed, of a fire over there. We, the bride, have to be taken out of the way so that God can deal with that mess over there. He promised us that we're not going to experience his wrath on this earth. He promised us to make a way for us to escape all the things that are about to come to pass. And those things are about to come to pass, which only means that, you know, any moment now, we're going to hear our names called. I don't know how we're going to know, but we're going to know just like Enoch knew and was translated. We're just going to know. All I know is that we're just going to know. And this is exciting because we're going to know. We're going to know. So, and people in chat are saying, that Satan's leash is short. People are going to be renouncing their faith in Christ, making their allegiance to the beast. I know that they cannot buy or sell or trade without it. And the reason these people are renouncing their faith is because they never really had genuine faith in Christ. Because if we really have touched the face of God by faith, we can't renounce him. No matter what, we can't renounce him. You know. So the devil is on a short leash. And all it means is we're about to poof, and I'm very excited.
It's just shocking, though, that it's shocking to see all these things going on, like with Fukushima and all this stuff, and yet all these people in the world, including most Christians, they think it's fine. Everything's fine. I'm like, what are you talking about? Where's your brain? What are you doing? You know, they're like, they don't believe it. I'm like, I always tell people the reason why you don't believe all these things is because you're not watching the news every day. So I don't need to convince you. Start watching the news, start paying attention, and believe me, you'll believe it. Every day, you'll see it. But see, if you don't track the events, then you think it's like 1985 and Cyndi Lauper's playing her song on the radio and everything's cool and there's nothing going down. You know, it's back in the 80s
right.
again, everything's good, right? And the Lord told me the reason why people think that way is because in America we've been so blessed that, yeah, every time something's ever happened in the world, it's always been just, man, who cares, we're fine here. It's always been that way, always, because we're so blessed. But this is the one time
right.
where it will not be okay here. So people, but they don't, people, they go, oh, no, it's the same as always. It's fine, Keith. You're overreacting. You're getting a little crazy on those weather things and all that extreme events. You got to stop watching those end of the world things. But I'm telling you, this time though, it will include America. When the meteors hit the America and divide it into two, and the California
mm-hmm.
quake takes out the West Coast and the East Coast goes out, electricity
mm-hmm.
goes out, and they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, what happened? It'll be too late though. You know, we'll be gone. You know, so yeah, if you don't watch the events, then you don't think anything. Everything's fine. The grocery stores. Going to the store, talking to your friend, everything's fine, all good, you know. But if you watch
right.
the events, you go, whoa. Like Fukushima alone, honestly, out of any event in the world, Fukushima alone, is, people should be shutting down the country and focusing on Fukushima. It should be so scary because Fukushima is, should take up all their attention because that alone, if that thing goes off alone, with one more quake or any little thing, the whole world's going to be gone, okay? So that
yeah.
one's going to be a big nuclear bomb going off. But yet, nobody cares about it. They're fine with it, you know. So
there's
like,
something else, too.
Go ahead.
This, yeah. Mary Greeley, if you follow her, I would advise you to put on her latest one. She did it 3 hours ago. Yellowstone proof monitors not working. High gases being released. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I mean, you got to listen to it. But this thing is acting up, you know. And just some of the comments. Just the comments are just... Like everything that we're feeling, they said, I can't wait for Jesus to come. It will be a dream come true, us going to heaven and celebrating with our Lord and Savior. He is the Son of Man. There is so much I want to ask Jesus and talk to him about. Jesus can make miracles happen, and we must depend on Jesus at times. And he says, I'm kind of tired of people shouting, Jesus is coming. I just wish I knew when Yellowstone is going to erupt. And the other says, I'm exhausted. I just want the Lord to come. You know, even in the comment boxes, everybody's talking about Jesus coming. So, I mean, it's precious, you know.
Right.
It's precious.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Sure.
But something's happening
yeah.
with Yellowstone, guys. So we're going to be out of here before that thing blows. But put on Mary
Hallelujah.
Greeley. She's really great. And
I mean,
3 hours ago. Yeah.
Maybe.
Mary Greeley, Greeley.
Wow.
She puts out all the stuff, the top stories on Yellowstone. I haven't looked at it yet. I just found it out now because she only put it out 3 hours
maybe
ago.
Maybe we need to have like a, maybe we should send one of our representatives over there. Roman. Roman would be perfect. Let's send him over to Yosemite.
Well, I'll chip in for
there.
He can
stay
there.
Watch it every day. Take pictures since he's all into that gadgetry. Send videos and everyday little thing of what's
good.
Going down.
Mary doesn't miss a trick, so you can depend on her. She's a
cool.
spiritual person, and she gives us all the reports on from A to Z, just all everything going on in the world. Just put on her channel, Mary Greeley, and boy, whew, she's got everything.
But
we don't have to worry about it, but it's articles like this that will wake people up.
Oh, yeah.
This is not good. This is not good, guys.
And Yosemite was never having problems before. Now it's like every day.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
The magnet's moving up,
really...
the lake is moving up, the trees are dying because the magnet's killing the trees.
Rosemary and Chad are suggesting we take a field trip to Yellowstone.
Absolutely. Oh,
what, get
yes.
things going faster?
Wonderful idea. Thank you so much. Yeah, Judy will drive the school bus. Well, I'll get inside
right.
and we'll go right to the middle of Yosemite. Perfect.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and... And
let's stomp it on the ground.
We
got to be careful with Judy, though,
because
she might say, oh, Judy might say, the gas pedal's stuck and we drive us right into the middle of that thing to get wrapped earlier. We got to be careful with her being the driver.
One way or the other.
Yep,
we could go up to the boom or we could fly
off. We will rock it out of here. We'll rock it right through the
I'm
going
to listen to it after
at...
we're done. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
God help us.
Oh, praise you. Praise you, Lord.
It's just getting
so
crazier
and so
crazier.
Happy.
I mean, really,
yeah.
because we look at the news, you know, because that just tells us all the more that how nutty it is, and he's on his way to get us.
Right.
It's so crazy out there. It's just crazy.
Absolutely. everything is getting, you know, but that's exciting for us.
Yes, it is. I have peace.
You know, everything is turned upside down. The world is upside down.
Yeah, but it's the speed of everything lately, every single day.
Right.
Earthquake after earthquake. Now look, they had another one in Alaska. Every day I wake up and I put the news on. I said, what's going to be the adventure for today? Or another horror story? I mean, you know, the Iraqi army's trying to ward off and keep these ISIS people from away. And they said the Iraqi army they think they're gonna save the oil fields. They're gonna win. So that's good news. I wish everyone could just be converted. I mean, I wish that all this craziness would stop. You know, that these people would find Jesus. But I never give up on that.
I had a very strong sense this morning that everything is going to start accelerating at warp speed.
Oh, yes.
There's going to be I felt in my spirit that there's going to be an increase, a super-duper increase of earthquakes and volcanoes erupting at an alarming rate.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to be small and in between, but just a lot of them.
Yes.
And then we'll be translated. It's not going to affect us, but we're just going to be noticing it because
going
to cause us to take off. Well, we've got less than 90 seconds, guys.
Okie doke.
And we want to say the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And Lord Jesus.
I'm getting a card.
Come get us, Lord. Yes,
praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you and love you. Love all you guys.
Yep. Love you, everybody in the chat room.
Here to serve. Yep, everybody in chat, everybody online, everybody out there.
Carol, everybody online, everybody out there listening.
Carol, Judy, everybody.
Yes.
Love you guys, Tana.
Yes.
Everybody.
Love you.
And the Lord bless
everyone
with supernatural favor, supernatural blessing, supernatural love. And supplying all of our needs right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for being our King.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Carol, for
praise
today.
You, Jesus.
It was a great session today. A wonderful session today. Beautiful.
Oh, it was good today. It was very good.
It was. No.
Holy Spirit's always in charge. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, he really
was.
Oh, yeah.
Strong today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really prayed for the Lord to take over, and I think he did. He blessed us today. Boy, did he bless us.
Yes, he did. Definitely.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your coming.
Yeah.
You're coming again.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you.
We love you.
We love you, rapture-centric saints. We love you, people of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come get us.
Come,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise you. Praise
Talk
you,
to you.
Jesus.
Possibly
later?
Tomorrow night.
In the air?
In the air? Yeah, group hug. Big group hug in the air.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
Amen.
Thanks for making this a great show
Our
Lord Jesus. He's,
thank you,
he's
everybody.
Our shepherd, our pastor, and we are the sheep of his pasture, not anybody else's pasture, but his pasture, to the glory and praise of his name. Okay, well, we'll see you very, very soon. And,
one way or the other.
May it be in the air tonight.
Yes, that'd be so super. Hang in there, guys.
Amen.
It's getting nuts.
Goodbye.
Yep. Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye.